Some final thoughts on healthy thinking, keeping a healthy space in our mind. There was so much information, so let's just lift up and highlight a few. First and foremost, if you or someone you know or love is thinking about suicide, talking about suicide, or just feeling hopeless and you need someone to talk to, please call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-8255. Now, there are lots of things and places and times and spaces well before suicide. So how do we keep a healthy space in our mind so we don't end up in that place needing to call the National Suicide Prevention Helpline? Well, first, I would say during this crazy time of COVID and self-isolation and limited social contact, find ways to normalize your routine. Remember that not all is lost. If you like picnics, have a picnic in the living room. If you like Chinese, go online and learn to make some Chinese food. There are ways where we can bring some normalcy back into our lives. So look and figure out how you can do that in a way that works for you. There was an important point in the conversation about finding your why and staying connected to your why. We've had plenty of time to reflect. I hope you sure have been using that time to think about what's important to you, why it's important to you, and how you can continue to commit yourself to that work. If you haven't, it's not too late. You can still think about it, pray on it, meditate on it, figure out what your why is. Why do you get up every day? What's the thing that gives your spirit a light to drive you forward? Find it and stay connected to it. That's how we keep a healthy space in our mind. And then finally, reframe. There is something good in every situation. When COVID first started, we were consumed with the good. We didn't have to fight the traffic. We were able to spend time with our children. We were able to cook more. But as that good thing went on, we started to appreciate it less as we often do. And we started to almost take it for granted. And then we began to complain about the very things that we thought were amazing gifts in the beginning. So sometimes it's just about reframing our thinking. There is always a positive side to every situation, every sorrow, or every loss. And we just have to be willing to reframe and look at it. Sometimes it can feel overwhelming. Sometimes it can feel like there's just no way to keep a healthy space in our mind and to keep our minds thinking in a positive direction. But every journey starts with one step. It reminds me of that old saying, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.